morning, WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios, high atop Chicago. The day is getting better by the minute. Started out super rainy, and now it is clearing up, and we can see pretty far, seeing some sunshine as well. We've got a great show on tap for you. We're going to get right into it in just a second, but stay tuned. Coming up, we are going to have Ferrari Fest is going to be on with us in a little bit. Joe is going to be in from Italian Village. They have been doing this for a number of years, bringing multiple Ferraris. You can see 40 of those amazing automobiles in one place, along with some great legendary food as they get into the 90s for that iconic restaurant location here in Chicago. We'll talk to Joe a little bit after 2:30. About that. Then also we're going to have Paul Menard. He is going to be on with us live from Darlington Raceway, and he is the driver of the number 21 Wood Brothers cars. They do Throwback Weekend. He'll talk a little bit about that. Hopefully we'll get him to talk. He is a Wisconsin native. Some great road trips that he and his family can go on, and maybe a little advice on things a little north of the border. Maybe we'll get him to kind of handicap the Bears Packers coming up next weekend as well. Also, if you watch Discovery Channel, and if you like racing, if you like drag racing or any of those things, Street Outlaws is one of the hottest shows. No Prep Kings is coming to Route 66 Raceway. We're going to talk with Ryan Martins. He drives the Cannonball car. And then also Reaper James Goad, he will be on with us as well. We're going to talk with them. You get an opportunity not only to go there to see him, but also to race against them. And that'll be a little bit after 3 o'clock here on the show. Right now, though, we're going to go on the line, one of our favorite guys. And when it comes to the amazing empire on the food, barbecue, and sauce side, these guys are right there. Sweet Baby Ray's, and they've got that restaurant in Wooddale. And, of course, his Uncle Dave Raymond, a legend in the business. And Deuce is doing great with Deuce's Wild, his team. And they've got a big event coming up. Talked about it with Scott a little bit before the break. It is a steak cook-off. Deuce Raymond, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah, well, anytime you can couple great barbecue, you know, the top sauce in the land. I mean, you guys are knocking it out of the park all over the place. I mentioned it to our producer, Ashley, and she's like, I love it. It's my favorite sauce. I think she, you know, sometimes that may be an entire meal, right? You don't even need the
Oh, man. Well, the sales support that's for sure. People love it.
now, here's the thing. I wouldn't recommend doing this, you know, putting it on anything, putting it on steak, let's say. But you guys are going to be doing a steak cook-off. I'm excited to be a part of it and to help judge. Talk a little bit about the event coming up at the restaurant.
Sure. So we've been having these events for the last 5 or 6 years, and this is, we do about 2 or 3 a year. We call it Barbecue and Banter, and every time we have a different theme. We'll do a Oktoberfest theme, or a grilling and chilling theme, or we did a hog night where everything was from a whole hog and we had different items. And basically what we'll do is a demo, and then we'll have appetizers and dinner and talk about barbecue. And it's pretty much you hang out and have drinks and really get to interact with my uncle, myself, and there's usually a couple other barbecue guys, Chicagoland barbecue guys, hanging around to talk to. And it's just a fun event, and we do it right at a restaurant in Wooddale. But this time, we did a Facebook post and asked for some input on what they would like to see, and some people wanted to have it more interactive and actually participate. So we thought that we would do a steak cook-off, something that you can do. You know, you're familiar with the KCBS barbecue competitions where guys go out all weekend and do it.
Sure.
But a steak cook-off is great because you can get it done in a couple hours, and people have a chance to show what they can do on the grill and still have a great time and eat the food, have drinks, and talk. So I'm really excited about it to get people more involved in interacting with each other.
Yeah, in the barbecue world, of course, there's a bunch of different cuts of meat that you could use, and that can be kind of, you know, in kind of that team photo of awesome. Brisket oftentimes gets a lot of the publicity. On the steak side, you know, it depends on what you like, right? People love, like, the ribeye, you know, a T-bone, a New York strip.
Sure.
Do the filet thing. How is it going to work for the contestants? Do they get to pick what cut they use, or do they have something standard for them?
We're going to have, everybody's going to cook a ribeye steak, but what we'll do is we'll set out, depending on how many contestants we have, we're going to set out a whole table of ribeyes, and then there's going to be a lottery. So the first person gets to take one steak, then and so on and so forth, and then we'd go into reverse order. So if you got to pick the first steak, then you'll get the last steak. So it's, we try to make it even that way, but it's going to be all ribeyes, inch and a half cut. And, you know, people are going to season it the way they want it, grill it the way they want it. You can bring your own grill. We're going to have plenty of grills and different smokers and things like that if you want to get do a reverse sear or something fancy like that. But it's going to be fun, and it's really about just getting out there and having fun and talking barbecue.
One of the good things about this, too, is that the the people that attend are going to be able to kind of enjoy some of the fruits of that labor and enjoy some of the stuff. As we know from Competition Barbecue, KCBS, people don't get to eat the stuff, really. They don't get to enjoy it. So talk a little bit about, before we let you go, how people can get tickets, come out, be a part of it, enjoy it, and certainly eat.
Sure. So there's two ways to be involved. One, you can get general admission. It's $55, and that means you can hang out, watch the demo, watch the guys grill their steaks, and I'm putting on a full spread for these people. I don't know how much time I have, but I could go through some of the, we'll have appetizers like bacon jam and Manchego cheese crostini, hatch chili elote, bulgogi skewers, autumn harvest salad, four cheese mac and cheese, brown sugar and chipotle roasted heirloom carrots, grilled asparagus, and then we're going to do a grilled autumn chicken with a pecan leek cream sauce, Ras and Hanout tri-tip. Ras and Hanout is a great Middle Eastern spice that people are all going crazy over, with a red curry sauce. And then we're going to have something that sounds so simple, but Dean, I'm telling you, when you come out and try this, this is going to be the hit of the show, and it sounds so simple, but we're doing a zucchini bread, but we're topping it with a sticky toffee chutney with apples, raisins, and dates and a brown sugar butter. It is amazing. Wow. I tell you right now, it's just melts in your mouth. It's so delicious.
You mentioned zucchini bread. You almost lost me there, right? But then you brought me back with the toffee chutney, and I think we're good to go. Here's the thing I got to let the listeners know, too, is as you think about it, and Ashley talked about it, and you mentioned the sales represent, Sweet Baby Ray's is, on the sauce side, you guys have that market, but you guys are so much more than that, and that's a testament to you, Deuce, and a lot of the, you're a classically trained chef, and you do a lot of things, and so to get out there to that restaurant, you're going to see a lot more than just barbecue there, and you guys do a lot of that stuff, just amazing. So it's one of those things people may not know. I hope that they know it now and get out there. Last thing, give the information, website where people can get tickets or information, get out there and see you.
Sure. So you can see it on our Facebook page. So we're at SBR Catering on Facebook and Instagram, and then if you want to email us, I'm deuce@sbrevents.com. That's the easiest way, and I'll send you all the information. But essentially, it's $55 for general admission. If you want to participate and cook a steak, it's $75, and there's a chance to win the first ever Sweet Baby Ray's original steak cook-off trophy. It's going to be a nice trophy, and it's just going to be a good time. We're going to have some, judges, and I'm really excited about it. So
I can tell, and you should be, and I can't, for someone out there get to add an extra inaugural trophy to their trophy case, and for steak, I think that's going to be exciting. So, Deuce, we'll plug it again before the event comes up for sure. We're going to add it to WGN Radio as well. Thanks, and I'll let you get back to things, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Sure. September 21st, from 5:30 to 9:30. I don't know if we mentioned that, out in Wooddale.
Yep, and we'll have it on the site as well. Thanks, Deuce. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dane. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, driver Paul Menard is going to be joining us live from Darlington Raceway. So keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hey, this is Paul Menard, driver of the number 21 Ford Fusion, and you're On the Road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and as we see what is the 2018 Labor Day weekend, NASCAR is doing their throwback weekend at Darlington, the track that is too tough to tame. On the line with us is a guy that is close to home in so many ways, a Wisconsin native, and also the driver of the number 21 Ford Fusion for Wood Brothers Racing, the one and only Paul Menard. Paul, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
This is really great. Let's talk a little bit about the race first and the racetrack itself, Darlington. It is unique and challenging in so many different ways, and has been for so many different decades for some of NASCAR's greatest drivers. And this week, you are going to be doing an homage to Cale Yarborough, one of the greatest of all times. Talk a little bit about the history and kind of representing Cale.
Yeah, I mean, well, first off, driving for the Wood Brothers, they have a lot of great drivers, a lot of great paint schemes, a lot of history to pull from. And this is the 50th anniversary of the 1968 Mercury Cyclone that Yarborough drove to win the Southern 500. So it's an honor to have Cale on the car. hope he lives just down the road, and I think he might be coming out tomorrow. So it'd be cool to spend a little time with him, meet him, shake his hand, and try to give this Ford a good run.
Yeah, we're going to have some pictures up at WGNRadio.com of that as well, and hopefully some of Cale's great luck kind of rubs off and all of that great history for the Wood Brothers. And you mentioned a little bit, Paul, talk about that, you know, being with such an iconic team ownership. They've done it all for so many years, you know, so much history there with the Wood Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, just great people. First and foremost, it's a great family, good, nice, down to earth, you know, friendly people that love to go racing and that are really good at it. You know, Eddie and Len come to the racetrack every weekend. Mr. Leonard gets to the racetrack quite a bit, so they're around and they're involved and they're you know pushing this race team to get better. And it starts starts this weekend. We've had a pretty good year, brand new race team kind of getting together. You know, obviously the Woods have been around forever, but you know my crew chief, engineers, a lot of the road guys are all brand new. First time for all of us working together, so we're learning as we go. But I feel like there's a lot of potential.
How do you feel about Darlington when you think about that as a track? Is it one of those tracks that you look for, you feel it plays to your strengths? Of course, you've won at Road America, so you know tracks with turns are not the kind of thing that you can't handle. I mean, what are your thoughts heading into the race?
Yeah, I mean, Darlington's it's a tough track. It's wore out. You know, they repaved it, I think, 10, 11, 12 years ago, and the surface is aging really quickly, which is what, as race car drivers and I think race fans, we enjoy seeing a lot of wear in the racetrack. Cars that you fire off on new tires and you go really fast, and as a run progresses, you start sliding around and making opportunities for passes, and Darlington is definitely like that. It's two different ends of the racetrack. Turns one and two are really fast. Turns three and four is really slow and slippery. So, you know, and again, with the way that the tires fall off, every lap you're kind of changing how you drive, because you'll fall off 2, 3, 4 seconds throughout a tire run. So, I mean, that's a couple tenths a lap that you just have to adapt your driving style to the less grip each lap.
Yeah, it always is exciting down there at Darlington. I think it adds a little bit of that element to build in all of that history for Throwback Weekend. There's going to be a lot of everyone's favorite cars out there. Are there any cars maybe growing up as or paint schemes or even guys that you've raced against in your career where you look over there and you're like, oh yeah, that was one of my favorites. It'll be cool to see.
Yeah, I mean there's a John Deere car down here. I forget who's driving it, but I always loved that John Deere car, the late 90s, I think it's like, mid to late 90s.
Yeah, Chad Little used to drive the John Deere car, I know that.
Yeah, I just love that car, and so it's cool to see that. And, you know, there's all these schemes that come out each year at Darlington that you forget about, then you see them, and it kind of reminds me of my childhood, you know, watching the races in the late 80s, throughout the 90s, and brings back a lot of memories.
You think about your childhood, you think about John Deere, you think about, nice, friendly, down-to-earth people. I think you're describing the population of Wisconsin. I spent a good portion of my formative years there, went to college at Whitewater as well. And so talk a little bit about that. You know, your first win was at Milwaukee again. We mentioned you've won at Road America. You live in North Carolina now. You got to, right? All the facilities, the training, the testing, the crews, everybody is there. But are you know, how often do you kind of think about your fans back there in your home state?
Yeah, I mean, I love Wisconsin. It's I'll probably move back there one day when we're all done sweating in the South. So it's a great state. You know, we were up there last week. My family, my wife and kids, I brought them up towards Hayward, Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin. Just spent a few days up there fishing and hanging out. You know, I really miss the 82 degrees for a high. It's beautiful, and then, you know, 50 degrees at night where you have to put a sweatshirt on. I miss those that type of weather in the summertime up there. It's really great. Obviously, a lot of great race fans in Wisconsin. You know, when I was racing Legends cars and late models, you could run basically 6 nights a week, sometimes 7 nights a week if there's some specials, different tracks, all kind of somewhat work together to have their shows on different nights so you could travel around and hit a bunch of different racetracks throughout the state.
We've made a lot of great things to do, whether it's races or different road trips in Wisconsin. Some of our road trips we spent this last summer, maybe about a month ago, up at Big Round Lake up there in Hayward with our buddy Famous Dave. I mean, it's a blast. It's a great place to be up there, and it is one of those great road trips. When we know you're a huge Packer fan, and we've talked about that as far as, you know, Wrigley Field's one of those iconic venues. Lambeau Field is one of those. You know, any thoughts on things as the Packers kind of kick off the season, you know, and get ready for that, and as Lambeau Field as one of those kind of destinations for sports fans in general?
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow the off season too much. I was actually looking this morning just to try to see what transactions took place and things, and we got a lot of new guys on the team this year. And obviously Aaron signing his big contract this week, that's going to keep him in Green Bay for it sounds like his career. So that's a huge positive, and just got to keep him healthy, keep the receivers healthy. Hopefully the defense gets a little bit stronger, and we'll have a shot at the Super Bowl.
You know what? It's not unrealistic. And the season starts off against the Chicago Bears as well. So, Paul, for those people that want to see, of course, we're going to enjoy all the things that you're doing with the Cale Yarborough paint scheme at Darlington tomorrow and enjoy the rest of the season. Social media-wise, how can fans follow you and keep up with your adventures?
Well, I'm not on social media. Race team is. Wood Brothers 21 is the Twitter.
Wood Brothers 21 on Twitter, and I think you may be on Facebook as well. I know Wood Brothers is, and we'll encourage the fans to check it out. And thanks for what you're doing. Safe race. Good luck tomorrow, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right. Thank you.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Hi, atop Chicago, a beautiful weekend to get out and talking a little bit about a barbecue, some backyard stuff, some grilling, but it is always a great opportunity, and for 91 years to get out to Italian Village in studio with us. He's not only got great food, great history, and the iconic location and all of that that's going on at Italian Village, but coming up, the 21st annual Ferrari Fest is as well. He's the GM. It's Joe Deiniger. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So let's talk a little bit about it. I mean, I know a little bit about the restaurant business. You know, of course, restaurant radio, we had that nationally syndicated show, 65 stations around the country, talking with not only food personalities, but also restaurant personalities, people working in the industry around the country. And the restaurant business is hard. It's the kind of thing that people are super passionate about. If you're hardwired to do it, you can't do anything else.
Right.
People love it and are devoted to it. But it's one of the toughest businesses out there. And to be part of Italian Village, it has been so beloved, so well received. And that love goes back and forth, right, for that many years. That's quite an achievement.
Yeah, it's an amazing operation. The family is wonderful. It is a very difficult business, but at the end of the day, it's very rewarding to be able to take care of so many people, make them satisfied, give them a good meal. And, of course, there's traditions of people coming in, many generations. We've got great food. And as you mentioned, the Ferrari Fest is a great opportunity for us to showcase our food and our cars.
We're going to be talking about the cars a little bit later and probably in that next segment. But as far as Italian Village, you know, what is it? Chicago is a place that has great food. It is, you know, we always like to say, you know, it is the best restaurant town in the country. You know, you got New York. It used to be just like New York, San Francisco. Maybe people throw New Orleans in there. Chicago supplanted right now as undeniably one of those best. And when it comes to Italian food, we've got a lot of great stuff here. You mentioned memories, and I know, and we'll talk about that. If you had to kind of pinpoint one or two things for Italian Village, what has been kind of the testament to not only their staying power, but success?
Well, the success is just that we all work together as a team. It's an amazing operation. You know, we've got long-term employees. We've got a bartender that's been there for 60 years. Started when he was 18, when you were allowed to pour alcohol, when you didn't have to be 21.
Wow.
We've got office staff that's been there for over 50 years. And we have new people that have just been there for maybe 5 weeks. So you get in there and you become an owner. It's an ownership. And it's in your blood, this business. You can't get out of it. It's a unique situation. I wouldn't know how to do anything else, to be honest with you.
Well, you don't need to do anything else. You've got a home there, and of course, it's been a home to so many different things. Man, 60 years, you can't... That is a testament, I think, to things going right. Not only a place that people feel at home and welcoming, but also a place where people can thrive, right, along with the business as well. We mentioned it a couple times, memories. And I think that's one, if you had to think of it from the outside in, is you have multiple generations there, and it becomes a place where people create not only great dining experiences, but also those memories, right? They have their birthdays there, their anniversaries there. It becomes really a part of the family for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, we have three restaurants in the building. It gets confusing. It's the Italian Village Complex.
Right.
We have the Village upstairs, which is the oldest of the restaurants. It'll be 1927 open, and then we have our Vivere on the main level, which is our fine dining regional contemporary Italian restaurant, and the lower level is our more of an Italian chop house style La Cantina. So we like to say once you get in the building, you're not going to get out. You're going to be able to eat somewhere.
It sounds ominous. That's great.
Or take a tour of Italy for the day. Start in one restaurant and finish, you know, at night down in the other.
I'm not a marketing professional, but maybe like once you get in the building, you won't want to leave, as opposed to like you won't be able to get out. Right. Either way, you're going to be there for a while, and you're right there at 71 West Monroe. And when it comes to the kind of things that are bringing people not only there, but bringing people back, is it one of those that's not broke, don't fix it? You have, you know, traditional standbys that people love. And then you mentioned the three different restaurants have a little bit of kind of a take on things in each one. Are you trying to like build in some kind of new things and maybe some new perspectives?
Yeah, we do. The Village we keep was not going to change. We keep it the way it is. The architecture in that building is in the restaurant is the same it's been since 1927. Vivere is kind of our newest of the restaurants where we do try new food. We have really trendy food in terms of Italy. The current trends in Italy reflects on that menu. The other two, Village and Cantina, we leave the old school recipes on it. We've retooled some of the recipes, of course. But, you know, we've got, you know, traditional recipes that we claim. Chicken Vesuvio was first started there.
Yeah.
The cannelloni, the manicotti on the menu. We claim the fame that it was brought over from Alfredo Capitini from Italy.
The history, that's crazy, right? I mean, it's one thing if you love those dishes and people across the country do, but to go right to basically the genesis of it all is important.
Oh, very important. And, you know, it's a core of the menu there is basically that, the lasagna that, you know, we have. So those things will never change. But we have some different specials that the chefs are able to create on a weekly basis on the back of the menu. So,
yeah.
But it's fun. It's a fun environment. And to see all those people come in, you know, constantly and love the food, it's amazing.
Here's one of the things, too, is you get as it has been a place for people to celebrate so many family memories, so many personal memories, so many occasions right there at Italian Village. Coming up with the 91st anniversary, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Ferrari Fest. I know people are excited about that. But how do you pay tribute to 91 years? You're going to have a celebration, so let's talk about it. And then also, too, this is an opportunity for, you know, as so many people celebrate their moments in the restaurant, for the restaurant to bring people in to celebrate with them.
Yes. So we will, you know, it's going to be it's always a great event, the Ferrari Fest, always. And yes, there's so many memories of anniversaries and birthdays and special occasions and prom and homecoming. All that is part of the restaurant. It's just it's an amazing thing. There's all celebrations everywhere. But only that, but people come back for the great food that we've been providing to our guests.
For sure. 91 years over there at Italian Village at 71 West Monroe. And you think, what could make it even better? It could be some amazing Italian food, of course, and then incredible Italian cars there. And not only just one or two cars. And really, that's all you see. Even around here, you know, you'll see Ferraris here and there. But it isn't the kind of thing that happens all the time. And to have a collection there of multiple cars, I think it's up to 40 or so, at least from some of the brochures. And maybe that changes on a basis year to year. So we're going to talk about it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Joe Deiniger. He is the GM at Italian Village. They are coming up with the 21st annual Ferrari Fest at the restaurant. Stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. We are back in studio with us. We've got Joe Deiniger. He is, of course, the GM at Italian Village. They have got always so much amazing food, lots of history there as well, and coming up to the 91st anniversary of the restaurant. They're doing the 21st annual Ferrari Fest. So let's talk a little bit about the Ferrari Fest. I think anybody who likes cars, even if you don't like cars, you've got to appreciate it. I mean, they are works of art, and to have them in quantity, I think, in front of the restaurant or they're supporting the restaurant, I think is pretty amazing.
It's a truly amazing event when you see 40 to 60 cars lined up on the street of between Clark and Dearborn in front of our restaurant. Last year was our 90th anniversary, so we, in conjunction, did the Ferrari Fest and the event on the same day, and we had 71 cars.
71
Ferraris. We had to park some on Clark Street in front of McDonald's and some in front of the theater over here where Hamilton's playing. So the Ferrari Club of America has joined a relationship with us since 21 years ago. And it's a great operation, an event, because it's for charity. We donate everything to Lurie Children's Hospital and the Inspiration Corporation.
And we know that there are, obviously, you know, as part of this show, there's a lot of, you know, car enthusiasts and a lot of great cruise nights and car shows all around, and they bring in, I know Geneva has a great, they bring in a lot of import cars. And what you mentioned the Ferrari Club of America. It sounds as though you may even be pulling people from around or beyond the Chicagoland area. So are these all cars from Chicago?
Or? Most of them are from Chicago. This is the chapter, the North American chapter they call it, but it's a chapter from Chicago that comes in. But there are some people that come in from other areas, and the cars range from brand new Ferraris to very old vintage Ferraris as well.
Yeah, there's no bad Ferrari.
No, there's no bad Ferrari.
The old ones are sometimes even more valuable than the very, very valuable new ones. And so a guy who you mentioned, you know, food is your life and this is what you do, you wouldn't know what else that you'd want to do is, but, you know, it can stoke some passions. You see all those cars. Are there, do you have any favorites, you know, over the years seeing them? Do you have, because they do run kind of the gamut.
Yeah, they do run the gamut. Well, one year they brought one of the race cars that actually raced. I think it was a Testa. It was a very expensive car. I mean, the wheels were like, you know, looked like they were 5 feet wide. It's amazing. So that car was amazing. And it didn't even run. They took it in, went in a trailer, rolled it down, and parked it there on the street.
Yeah, once you get to a certain point in kind of the value scale, it's like that risk reward. You love to drive it, but you know, if anything happened, geez, what would you do about that? And then sometimes you don't even want to. You know, a lot of the car people, you don't want to get rain on it or anything. It just pops out and then it pops back in.
That's a good point. We've had great weather, and that also determines how many people will come. A lot of people don't want to get their cars wet; they want to keep them clean. But if it's a good day, they'll be there, and you know. From red cars to green to yellow. Yellow is my favorite color of the Ferrari to me.
Yeah, well, they're great no matter what color. I think the predominant color, and I'm just putting on my super psychic hat here, red. Are most of them red?
Most of them are red. Most of them are red, but so, they all sound the same when they start up and rev their engines. Oh my God.
It
goes right through you.
Yes. And it is a very distinct sound, the sound of the Ferrari. And now, are they all members of the club? So people, let's say if they wanted to participate, I know the event is coming up and we're going to talk about the date. Is it the 9th that it's coming up?
It is the 9th.
Okay. Yep. So it's right around the corner. Would people have to join up the Ferrari club in order to participate, or could they just kind of bring the car out?
Most of them are all members. They can bring a car. If they contact us, we would put them in touch with Neil Osgood, who helps us run the promotion and part of the Ferrari Club of America. And he's let cars in before. But again, the biggest thing is that it's, you know, it's about the children. It's about the people that we donate to. The charity is very important to the family. And the donation, you know, we'll raise $10,000 to $12,000 a day on that event. And it goes right to those to the Inspiration Corporation and Children's Lurie Hospital.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, too. The Lurie Children's Hospital, they do a lot of great work, and they have a lot of really important, I think, members of Chicago society that support them. I know Anthony Rizzo does some certain things for them as well. And so talk about that, I guess, the family's history supporting Lurie. I know that this event raises a lot of dollars for it, but what does Lurie do with it? Maybe, I guess, use some of the funds for research, support of patients, things like that?
Yeah, they use it for research, patients, you know, they all have children in the family. We all have children, so it's important to get that taken care of. And the Inspiration Corporation helps people in poverty and homeless people get jobs. We actually use them as volunteers to help us sell raffle tickets on the street that day, and they're part of the event. It's a great cause.
Well, let's talk about the event itself. It is coming up 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And now you got food-wise, so there's a lot of stuff to see outside. Obviously, you go inside and get some of the food. How does it work? You get a ticket, and we'll give the website out for that. We'll certainly have it up at WGNRadio.com. You get a ticket. You're able to see the cars. kind of, I guess, get your picture taken with the Cards Experience?
It's free admission to anybody. If you want to eat, you want to have our Italian buffet in the restaurant, it's $30.
Okay.
And you can have all-you-can-eat buffet inside Vivere, and we've got everything. You can see a plate of cannolis here. We'll start with dessert right now, into pizzas and all kinds of cold cuts trays. And there's events outside. We have face painters for the kids.
Oh, nice.
You know, people make balloons for the children. We have a live band outside.
That's awesome. Well, now, hey, I think people in their cars, you know, and wherever they're listening are laughing at me right now that you face painters. But we've got three kids. We've got an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And the balloon animal and the face painters goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So occasionally a gentleman will show up on his stilts. He'll walk through the, you know, nice. Magicians. So... we want to have the kids be entertained too. So, and then, we do a raffle. It's a wonderful raffle. We raffle off prizes and, it's a great, great time.
$30 is a donation per person. Children 6 and under are free. And, that includes the buffet, and you got the Italian buffet, and Joe mentioned some of the different items there. Of course, wine and beer tasting, espresso, cappuccino bar. And, you've got a bunch going on. The website where people can go to get tickets, get more information, and, get out there and see you.
ItalianVillageChicago.com.
And then on the social media side, do you guys, I know that a lot of people probably share their meals. You probably see yourself being hashtagged on a regular basis as people share their memories, probably Facebook living throughout the restaurant.
Yeah.
I wonder, wait, before we even get to like the monikers and handles for that, being a guy in the restaurant business, as a place that is such a place for memories, well, how do you feel about that? Because I'm sure people are doing it all the time. They're probably standing up and Facebook living and sending
pictures. We love it. It's great. It's great for us. I mean, to get us out there. It's a great marketing. I mean, we have Facebook. We have Instagram. We like it. We like to see stories like that.
It is. It is great. It's great to see it being so embraced as well by you guys, just as you have been embraced and for 91 years for Italian Village. Last time for the website for tickets and to get more information on how to participate, get out there and see you for Ferrari Fest.
It's ItalianVillageChicago.com, or you can call us at 312-332-7005, and it's 71 West Monroe Street, the big day.
Yeah, Joe Deiniger, he is here with us, the GM at Italian Village. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. What a great movie it is, right?
Gotham, gosh.
720 WGN On the Road. If you're going to get on the road to see one of the greatest movies of all time, and this goes on the list for you, ask anybody anywhere, and the Godfather movies are it's listed as like one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yes, indeed.
That concurrence is Joe Deiniger. He's the GM at Italian Village, and they are coming up with their 21st annual Ferrari Fest, and he has been generous enough, along with the family over at Italian Village. We've got two passes. We're going to give away two tickets for two. To that, we'll give them away. We'll actually put the number out and do that now. The quiz question, though, and this is going to be kind of a tough one because there are so many different selections there that people know and love. And so the question, Joe, what is the question that people have to call in and answer?
The question is, what do you think is the number one selling best dish in the Italian Village?
And what would it be? The dish, is it something that, don't tell me what it is, but is it by value, right? Like you make the most, you sell the most dollars worth of it? Because you brought in some of the cannolis. Those are delicious. I got to think people eat two or three at a time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's of the value, and it's also the taste.
Okay.
Of what it would be. And a clue would be it's a pasta.
Oh,
how's that clue?
Okay. All right. The clue is it's a pasta. This is for two tickets. For you for Ferrari Fest 21st annual. It's coming up on the 9th of September, 71 West Monroe over there at Italian Village. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call in. You just have to guess and be the first one to call and talk to Ashley and guess what is the most popular dish at Italian Village. And thanks, guys, and thanks, Joe, for coming in.
Thanks
for what you're doing.
Us.
Appreciate all the
thank
stuff
you.
That you're doing. And I know people are going to be calling in a second. We'll announce a little bit later on the program.
Great.
All right, we are going to take a break. After the news today, we are going to have the Street Outlaws. It's the number one most popular show on Discovery right now. No Prep Kings, they are coming to Joliet as well. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it is 3 o'clock in news time. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Here's Bob Kessler.
This is Reaper from Street Outlaws, driver of the Reaper Camaro.
Hey, this is Ryan Martin, driver of the Fireball Camaro.
We are on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio high atop Chicago. We can see almost all the way out to Joliet and that great motorsports complex, Chicagoland Speedway, the dirt track out there, Route 66, where so much magic happens on the drag strip. And it's going to be magical for a lot of listeners, a lot of fans, motorsports enthusiasts, and fans of one of the hottest TV shows going right now on Discovery Channel. It's Street Outlaws, No Prep Kings, and they not only make their way to your television around the country, but also they're going to make their way here to Joliet to kind of do what it is they do along with you and in front of you live. It's going to be coming up on September 7th and 8th. On the line with us, honored to have, we've got two guys. We've got Ryan Martin. We've also got Reaper James Goad. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking time and getting on here. And here's the thing is, and I know this is going to be a question that a lot of people have. They watch the show. So much happens on television that, you know, when you get to talk to the people, you get to talk to people in and around the production of it. They say, well, you know, a lot of it's kind of, you know, dressed up for show. It isn't really like that. What you guys are doing seems absolutely so real. And so how close is it going to be to what people see on TV that they're going to experience at Joliet on that weekend?
Ryan, you want to take this one? You want me to?
Sure, I'll take it. You know, the cool thing about this is you guys get to come, you know, like we got our start on TV and that's cool, but now you guys get to actually come interact with us. So you can come watch us race live. There's opportunities for you guys to get to actually race in a race that it can race against us. So if you got fast enough cars, you can actually come participate and see, you know, how you stand with some of the Street Outlaw guys and the No Prep King guys and all that type of stuff. So the cool part is, you know, yeah, we were on TV, but you get to actually come talk to us. We'll meet our fans. We have apparel, we'll, you know, that we can hook you guys up with and all that stuff.
You guys are in the business not only to have people enjoy, watch, appreciate what it is that you do, but also challenge you, right? And it's that kind of thing where everybody in every city that you go to, they think they've got, hey, you know what, that's nothing, I can beat them and all that kind of stuff. And I know, let's say you're a heavyweight champion of the world, you're going to be in a nightclub, a bar, you have people come and challenge you. Is that something that happens on a regular basis? It's something that you guys look forward to. I'm sure there's a lot of great conversations about the speed, but is there confrontations where people really feel like this is their opportunity to show you guys up?
This really is their opportunity, and that's why we did the Race Your Way In, because if it's just us out racing, you get, you know, 32 guys, you always got that one guy in the bar that said the only reason Ryan was because I wasn't there. So we decided, yep, Let's make it so everybody has a shot at it. So if you got a fast car, you come in and Race Your Way In, if you're the last guy standing, you get to go for that 40 grand, you get a chance to outrun us. If you don't have a fast enough car, then you can come watch us. But we get challenged all the time. Rarely do they work out, because when they actually see the cars run, they're like, and that's the other thing that's great about this. Watching those cars run on TV is exciting. Watching one of these cars run in real life, when we say we have the fastest street race cars in the nation, these cars are unbelievably fast. And when people see them, they're like, whoa, it looks way faster than it does on TV. But there's a lot of fast cars across the nation. Chicago has some of the hardest hitting street cars that's ever come out. I'm pretty excited about Chicago, because a lot of the guys I grew up watching, Scott Shafroff and Pat Musi and all those guys, you know, they used to terrorize Chicago. The Chi-Town boys,
yeah,
they're pretty well known.
When you think about this, you know, there's places all around the country that have a reputation or are known for certain things, and certainly on the car side or motorsport side, you've got a lot of that. Do you guys feel, and I think that this may be sort of the case, I know some of our listeners have mentioned this, that, you know, you guys have sort of put Oklahoma City on the map, kind of given it maybe an additional identity that it didn't have nationally. I mean, you guys knew it for decades, the list and all that kind of stuff, and people within the sport knew that things were serious there. But I think nationally, do you guys feel that maybe you're sort of kind of carrying the torch for OKC wherever you go?
I would say for sure. I mean, I think now when people hear the 405 area code, I mean, right away they associate it with Oklahoma City and street racing, you know? So I do definitely think that what you know, us and all the guys have done is really kind of give another reason for Oklahoma City to be relevant in the country. You know,
the other part of that is drag racing was a dying sport. We've never quit drag racing. We've never quit racing, but it was kind of losing some of the appeal. And one of the biggest things about this show is it breathed life back into the sport we all love. So a lot of people think we do this just to be on TV. We were doing this before TV. We'll be doing this after TV. We all just love to race. We're stupid. We're broke because we put all our money in our cars. But there's no other feeling like going out, Ryan. I mean, racing somebody like Ryan or outrunning this Reaper car or the Fireball car. I mean, and this show, above every other show, they get to be a part of it. And I personally think it's great because the fans come out, and they come out in droves, and they get to meet the guys they see on TV, and they get to see this just on a TV show. This is what we do. This is what we love to do.
Yeah. And, you know, before No Prep Kings, there was one or two select times we would go to a couple different places throughout the country that fans could maybe possibly get the chance to meet us. And the cool thing about this is, you know, now we're going to 10 different locations, nine different locations this season throughout the country. And so the people that don't get to see it, they don't get to watch, you know, they don't get to watch us in person or whatever the case is, it really gives the people the opportunity to do that because we may be coming to your area, just like what's going on in Juliet.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable opportunity. It's one thing to see, you know, someone like you guys or you guys at, let's say, a car show or a trade show or the auto show or something like that. That's always cool. People get to do it. But to see it not only in person and up close, but also with the vehicles and racing, and again, with that opportunity to actually race as well. Let the listeners know we're talking with Ryan Martin and we're talking with James Goad, of course, Reaper from Street Outlaws No Prep Kings on Discovery Channel. You mentioned it, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this because I've been covering, you know, NHRA, a lot of the events. I personally think it's one of the easiest transitions, you know, from the fan side. I mean, it's a home run every 5 seconds in NHRA and drag racing, nonstop excitement, all of those senses touched with drag racing. And are you guys surprised with the difficulties that you knew and you mentioned when it comes to NHRA and some of the things on the fan base side where they're trying to struggle to find an audience, that your show doing just what you guys do is one of the top shows on TV?
Well, the big thing is people, and this is just my opinion only, and Ryan probably got a different opinion about it. But the thing that separates this from every other form of racing is our fan base didn't start out as car people. They started out watching a TV show. But the longer that we're in this, the more of those people that were just watching a TV show, now they're getting cars. You know, and that's why we have a daily driver class. We're trying to get everybody involved in this. Because even when the TV show's gone, everybody's still going to be racing, and we're trying to grow the sport. Ryan and I have been doing this. We've been friends for, 15 years? And,
yep.
And we've met street racing. So, I mean, this is what we love to do, and we want to get everybody not only watching the show, but when they come out here and they meet us, they get to see that they have an opportunity to do this same thing. Maybe not the level we're doing it. I mean, we didn't race cars. Ryan and I, what were we racing? We were racing 6-0 cars back then?
Yeah, probably street cars.
Yeah, now we're in 4-second cars, but to grow the sport, and that's what I love about this No Prep stuff, because it's getting people out of the stands and in a car to be a part of it. And to be a part of this is something that I think we haven't even seen the start of how big No Prep is going to be. I've been No Prep racing for 10 years, and it's going to grow because everybody has the same opportunity. You're racing a surf.
Yeah, you know, I mean, No Prep, it has been around for 10 or so years as far as, you know, kind of coming back. But, you know, what's great about it is, you know, what Pilgrim and Discovery have done to kind of put it out in front of everybody and really make everybody realize how the sport is and what it takes to do what we do and just make it popular again, you know.
It's really kind of genius, right? But you've got some of those great people behind over at Pilgrim that have you know, hit on some hot shows in the past and done it. This is something a little bit different because it taps into really something that I think America has a love affair with motorsports, fast cars, and all that kind of stuff. And to combine it with No Preps with some of these great facilities. And you guys, and if you want to talk a little bit about it, because it's one thing to kind of carry that torch for OKC and be almost kind of ambassadors for it, but then also to kind of visit some of these great spots, iconic places in drag racing, Chicagoland Speedway and Route 66 specifically. I mean, it's like the Coliseum of speed. It's an amazing facility.
That's one of my favorite parts about this is us getting to travel and, you know, us being car enthusiasts and loving to race on different tracks. Man, the coolest thing ever is just being able to go to all these places that you have either heard about when you were younger or haven't had the opportunity to go to yet. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't realize what they have in their backyard of Juliet, and that's what where we come in to try to make people understand, like, just how unbelievable that place is and all the other places that we go.
And the people come out and support these tracks. I mean, there's a lot of people that have never seen a drag race in their life, and there's no better feeling for me than when a guy sends me a private message that says, hey, because we tell everybody the same thing, get a car, turn a tire, get to your local track and have some fun, get into this. There's a level for everybody to race. And when I get a message, a guy going, I'm going to the racetrack for the first time, that to me makes all this worthwhile.
How cool is that?
Because I can't even tell you how cool it is, dude. I really cannot explain how cool it is.
Because you know what? You're giving birth to someone that is going to be probably hooked for life and a lifelong fan and proponent of motorsports. And I'll tell you, and I'll tell the listeners right now, and as much as, you know, Chicago is an amazing sports town, we've got the Cubs and the Bears and Blackhawks, and it's all great, right? But racing, specifically drag racing, I don't think there's anything that translates less than necessarily television. They do the best they can, but there's no substitute for being there live. I mean, it hits every single sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the great thing about this is kind of what it's doing right now too is like the fan base is from, you know, 3 years old to 103 years old. I mean, you know, like the young kids, you know, bring me Hot Wheels cars to sign and bring me cars that look like James's and cars that look like Big Chief's or Dave's or whatever the case is or mine. And so those little kids love this stuff as well as all the older guys from the muscle car era back all, you know, in the 60s and stuff like that. It's giving them something to watch again and giving them something to just to remember, you know, and it kind of brings up it, like, you know, puts a spark back in them to remember about racing and remember how much fun they had back then, you know.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of, not only to get out there, race, kind of defend your honor, right, and the reputation and all that kind of stuff, but then, of course, your role models for that next generation. Then you got to also kind of walk the walk as TV stars, too. So there's a lot of extra pressure. People are going to see it live at Route 66 Raceway. It is coming up on Friday and Saturday. It is the 7th and 8th of September. Now, tickets only $20 per person. That is an absolute bargain, and I'm guessing you guys are going to be pretty accessible. Is there going to be certain times people can come up? Maybe you'll do autograph signings, or are you going to be working in the pits? A lot of times, Route 66, the pits are kind of open.
Well, the pits are open at all these events. That's the thing. If there's no point in us going to a place and closing off from our fans, because those fans are what made us. So
that's the reason why we can't even do this stuff.
And Pilgrim and Discovery, I mean, they took a bunch of idiot street racers and made them put them on a TV show. And when Ryan Chuck and I all wanted to do this deal, you know, they're like, you guys think it'll work? Let's try it. And it's amazing to watch the fans come out. So, I mean, and they do. They watch us on TV, but they come right up, take a picture with me, take a picture with Ryan. We'll sign their autographs because they're what's important. They're not important. We're just guys with cars. We're not all that special. But the fans that come out and watch us, they spend their money, they come out, they watch, they love to watch the action, and the fans are what it's all about. So this right here, this is a great thing for us because we get to pay all those people back that made us who we are today.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It is a great opportunity for people who are fans of the show, and there are so many across the country, to see it all happen live and have it be something kind of, you know, important and consequential. And you guys really get it too, right? You understand and you appreciate, you know, what it is that you've kind of been given. Certainly a great opportunity to, you know, further your careers, and it's all very exciting, I'm sure, but to consider the fans at the same time and kind of what it means overall to the sport of drag racing and what it can mean, I think, is important too. It's going to be exciting. So bless you guys for doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for taking time out and jumping on the show today. Do you guys want to share social media? Do you guys, for your fans, people can keep up with all your adventures?
Sure. Mine's fireballcamaro.com and fireball on Instagram as well. So mine's all pretty easy. You just put in fireball, you find out, you know, all my stuff. So
mine's kind of complicated. It's Reaper SS. and that's the other thing. We do live feeds and we do other things to keep everybody in the loop of what we're doing, because, like I said, the fans is what made us what we are. They're the ones that's brought this back and made it so popular, and, you know, they're the most important thing to all of us out here. So we all take the time, no matter how busy we are, and sometimes we get locked into race mode, especially Ryan and I, because we are very, very competitive. Ryan's one of my closest friends, but there's no friendship when we pull that light together. I mean, there's no love lost. I'm gonna send the rod through the pan to outrun him, and so's he. But
yeah. And that's how it is with everybody on the show. Every time somebody grabs a lane next to another guy, it's going to be a very competitive, all-out dogfight. So, you know. But, yeah, to answer your question about autographs, we will be there signing all day. As long as we're there, we're going to be there signing, talking to fans. And, you know, other than when we're working on our car, we will be available.
We'll have the link up for the show site as well for tickets. And, of course, ChicagolandSpeedway.com, Route66Raceway.com as well. Thanks, guys, for what you're doing. Excited to see you here next week. I know so many people are joining us in that. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thank you very much for having us.
Hey, this is Cliff Boyer driving the number 14 Ford, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
All right! 720 WGN on the road live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios as we are getting ready for a great holiday weekend. It is Labor Day weekend. I'm sure a lot of people are getting ready with the grills. Maybe not yet. You know, the sun, I think, helps a little bit. I think the weather's going to be okay. A little bit of rain, but that never stopped anybody. Certainly doesn't stop this guy who is on the line with us, and you know him. He has been on the show a number of times from Speakeasy Customs, the one and only Greg Alonzo. Greg, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me again, Dane. How are you?
No, I'm great. How are you guys doing? What are you doing? Do you have, now think about this, you could do this, and this is a little bit of brainstorming here. Maybe we should do this offline because I think other people are going to take notes and write this down, but you know, with your fabrication and your custom shop, you could make some amazing custom grills. Did you ever think about doing that? Just a thought.
You know, yeah. I mean, we actually, one of the things we do sometimes do is we pick up classic refrigerators, old-time refrigerators, and we repaint them. And if they don't work, we make them like cabinets for people's shops. Or if they do work, we can make them nice fridges for somebody's man cave. We do some pinstriping on them. Pretty cool. Like auto paint jobs on them and stuff like that.
I got to tell you, I in my mind, I am seeing some of those retro ones, you know, with the kind of locking, probably very dangerous, you know, kill people, you know, handles on it, but the ka-chunk, you know, like the one that your grandma
had. Exactly.
And if you, you know, did that in a nice, like, you know, real deep, like a candy apple red and some stripes, maybe some flames on it. I know it's a refrigerator, but, you know, if you had that in your garage, your man cave, you know, had some cold beer in there. I think that's a winner. I think you could do that. 312-981-7200. Anybody would want one of those. Definitely text in and put your order in with Greg.
Yes, for sure. Send them my way, Dane, for sure.
Because here's the thing, too, is I do see that you do more than just cars. You know, you'll do tricycles. I've seen some of those little cars, the pedal cars.
Pedal cars. Yeah, we do a few of those. We sometimes we'll match them to a client's car, you know, with similar paint jobs, paint schemes, stuff like that. So I know I just did one for a 50, we're doing a 58 Chevy, but we did a 55 Chevy pedal car for the guy's granddaughter. So yeah, we do those too.
Okay. So anything that is metal that can be, you know, that you could put flames on it or maybe some pinstriping, I think you got to call Greg over there at Speakeasy. Coming up though, and you guys do a lot of different things, not only, you know, working, doing some, you know, award-winning custom stuff, you know, really groundbreaking stuff. And of course the accolades have been there as well. But oftentimes, you know, you're involved in events, whether you're participating in events that are out there that are happening that you kind of join in on, some that you're kind of helping to kind of engineer. Talk about this one with Shorty. I know I got the flyer. I don't have it in front of me, so hopefully you'll be able to fill the listeners in.
Sure thing, yeah. So in October 10th, 10-10, we're going to be hosting the Chicago stop of Shorty's Freedom Tour. Shorty is also known as the Pit Boss. He's on Animal Planet. He's got 6 seasons of Animal Planet. And he's stopping at Speakeasy for on his Freedom Tour. Basically, the Freedom Tour is he's going across country from L.A. to New York and back in his 37 Chevy with his dog, Aries. And he's stopping along the way, making, doing and advocating for his cause, which is basically animal rights and BSL. BSL is breed specific legislation. So he likes to go in and try to help towns who are battling breed specific legislation, which will tell people they can't have certain dogs in the town. And it's not good for the community because when they do ban these dogs, they end up flooding the shelters with these types of dogs, and nobody can even adopt them because these towns are making them illegal. Now, so it's creating some bad situations, and that's one of the things he goes around fighting for.
Well, it's on the education side is really what you're talking about, right? He's spreading the message, kind of sharing, you know, what you can do and the fact that it is an issue. I think people who really pay attention, there's a lot of stereotypes out there. And I think when you say breed specific, you know, what are the, we're talking about pit bulls, right? Or else are there other breeds that are included?
But they also, they're also targeting other breeds, which are more common, like German Shepherds and Dobermans. And it's getting really ridiculous. It's a lot of stereotyping that needs to stop. And people need to realize that it's not the dogs, it's the way they're being raised. And they need to recognize that there are people out there who care for these dogs and that they need to have loving homes and not just forgotten about and tossed to the side. So
when it comes up to Shorty, to the 37 Chevy, I think, is that what you said it was?
Yes, it is. Yes. And
for the listeners that may not be familiar with him and his show, he's a little person, right? And so does he have, and this is maybe, and we've only got a little bit of time, so maybe in about a minute or so, is that something that you've worked on or would work on, is trying to customize cars to fit people of any size?
Well, actually, that's kind of funny that you mentioned that. We just did a minivan. We put airbags on a minivan for a gentleman who's in a wheelchair. He does a lot of racing, so he's very athletic, but he needed his car to come down a little lower so it would be easier for him to get in and out, and also for him to load in his wheelchair, which he's able to do himself. And so he came to us, and we put airbags on his minivan, and now it comes down 4 or 5 inches lower than it used to, and make it a little easier for him to do that. You know, so, we do a lot of different things.
Greg, we're gonna put it up at WGNRadio.com, but last thing, in like 5 seconds, that's all we've got, give the website for people to check out the event and get involved.
If you check out our Facebook page for Speakeasy Customs and Classics, there is an event page there with all the details as far as who's going to be involved. I know CRISP is the animal shelter that's going to be benefiting from all the money that we raised from this event. There will be a car show, food trucks, DJ. We're actually going to have a graffiti artist doing a mural live inside the shop on one of the walls. And raffles, it's going to be the works. So if you're interested, check out our Facebook event page. We're constantly posting updates and new details between now and October and what's going to be happening there.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. We'll have it up at WGNRadio.com. Quick break. We'll come back. Send it to White Sox Weekly on the road, 720 WGN.